you would like to ask a question throughout, please use the chat box, and we will address all those at the end. This should be about 30 minutes. And at the end, you know, we use the remaining hour to go through anything you would like to cover. So welcome. My name is Nikki Bosco, and I work for LinkedIn's Hiring Solutions. I've been here for about 8 months, and I'm really excited to be talking to you guys today. I'm very passionate about LinkedIn, and you can see a lot about me from my profile, but I will tell you one thing not on my profile is that I have won multiple eating contests. One was with Chinese food, and one was with ice cream. So hopefully that gives you some interesting background about myself. I can't hear any of you, which is a strange interaction, but I will just assume you're laughing at all my jokes. So let's get started, and I look forward to hearing some questions from you at the end. Here's where we're headed today in our half hour. We'll start with a brief introduction to LinkedIn. From there, we'll dive right into tips and tricks. So first, building a recruiting profile on LinkedIn. And this is really about building your personal brand as a recruiter. So we'll focus on your profile there. Then second, researching before you search. Everything from understanding what's going on in your industry and talent market to what's important to your candidate, to who might have the skills you need to hire for. So we'll talk about a slew of free LinkedIn products, the follow company feature, Signal, which might be new to some of you, LinkedIn Today, which hopefully you've seen on your homepage, groups, skills, and your connection. And then we are going to shift to talking about using LinkedIn to find and engage talent. At that point in the webcast, I am going to do a live LinkedIn recruiter demo, which I am doing on a constant basis with the small and medium businesses that I work with across the U.S. So I'm excited for this part. What I would ask from you is to start thinking now what position you would want me to search. Maybe give me your hardest role. Type that position into the chat box, and I will pick a few to run through. Make sure to include the location, necessary skills, background, really anything essential, and we'll take a look at that. So let's get started. Introduction to LinkedIn. First, let's take a look at our beginnings. Go back a bit. While we may be an industry-changing recruiting platform today, we were actually not founded as one. And we did actually start and found the company before Facebook. So let's just take a look at our mission statement. Our CEO likes to talk about how this is not a vision, but a mission, so something we are determined to accomplish. We connect the world's professionals to make them more productive and successful. Every single member that joins LinkedIn's network has the chance to uncover economic opportunity via LinkedIn and also to provide economic opportunity to others in our network. So shared value really is the goal there. And you guys on the call as recruiters are creating an economic opportunity for every single person you hire. And I think it's exciting, it's important, it's valuable to think of your participation on LinkedIn in that way. So we really are very serious about connecting every single professional globally. We think there are at least 640 million out there. So while we've experienced incredible growth in the last couple of years, we are just really getting started. So let's just look at the pace and the rapid growth that we've seen. We have today over 161 million members. That's up from about 90 million at the end of 2010. And we're growing at the rate of about 2 new members per second. It's a pretty rapid pace. Again, this is global. 61% of our members are now international. That's outside the U.S. So it's in more than 200 countries and territories worldwide. All of the Fortune 500 is represented in our membership. 82% of Fortune 100 companies use our recruiting solutions. Like I mentioned, I work with small businesses, so this is a big segment, and I've noticed a lot of questions being asked about small businesses, and I want to assure you now that our solutions and the site itself can really be used with any company in the world. About 25%, maybe a little more than that, of our current hiring solutions clients are small to medium businesses. And you can take a look at our LinkedIn financial information on the About Us section on our website to get a further breakdown into those types of numbers if you are curious. So let's talk about five reasons why the world's best professionals join and visit LinkedIn. So first, that's why we're all here, right? We want to use LinkedIn as our professional record to brand ourselves. Hopefully you're using it for status updates, any interaction on LinkedIn, right? Number two, to get smart on what's being said about industry. Whatever industry you're in, and we can talk more ways about how you can do this, but being able to leverage your network and your profile to gain insights and consume information very quickly. Number three, members generally think about their careers when they come to LinkedIn, right? So they may not be actively looking, but they may decide it's time to polish their profile, just in case. I like to use this tagline, the last thing you do when you get a new job is update your resume. The first thing you do is update your LinkedIn profile. Fourth thing we take a look at is LinkedIn members use their profile to discuss business issues that matter to them. So there are over 1 million groups on LinkedIn today, ranging from diversity groups through specialized skills and much, much more. And the last piece we'll talk about is members use their LinkedIn profiles and LinkedIn connections to figure out what other opportunities are out there. Case in point, there's an Irish startup called Gashito that raised $250,000 in 8 days, and they only used LinkedIn and InMail to reach out to angel investors. Just an interesting story there for you. So you may be wondering, what's the connection between what members are doing on LinkedIn and my team's next great hire? Well, surveys show that about 60% of the workforce is not looking for a job, but these individuals are open to discussing new career opportunities. So these are the passive candidates that you probably hear everyone talking about. And 60% of the fully employed workforce is here on LinkedIn. So obviously a much bigger and high quality talent pool than the 18% of fully employed professionals who are looking. So let's just talk a little bit more about active candidates versus passive candidates. And I always like to put this in the context of sort of LinkedIn versus the job board world. And the major difference is on job boards, you're going to find those active candidates. On LinkedIn, you find both. So active candidates will typically apply to your ATS, right? They'll visit your career page. They'll listen to opportunities that are available to them. They're quick to respond, and they're pretty active on their own, seeking out information and willing to spend time doing these types of activities. So on the other hand, passive candidates, and remember this is about 60% of our workforce, they don't have a current resume. They may listen to opportunities, but they may not. And they typically don't respond to apply now. They definitely need to be convinced first. And they have a much higher bar to respond to your inquiries. So point is, as a recruiter, you need to plan to source and hire both active and passive candidates in order to be hiring the very best talent for your company. You can't just rely on those people who come to you. You need a strategy to go out and find candidates. And if they're not ready for an opportunity at that moment, to continue a conversation with them until they are. And this is, LinkedIn has a unique audience, right? So there has to be a unique approach to communicating with them. So let's dive into some tips and best practices for doing just that with LinkedIn. First up, tips for building a recruiting profile on LinkedIn. So your profile is a huge branding opportunity. I can't stress that enough, both for you as a recruiter and for your company. It's basically free advertising space for you to talk about opportunities at your company. I would definitely think about it like that. If you're on this web class, you likely have a LinkedIn profile, but is it a recruiting profile? So let's dig in a little bit. So I'm just going to pose this question out there, and again, I can't hear you guys answer me, so I'm just going to assume you're answering correctly. The question is, when you send an email or post a job, what is the first thing candidates check to learn more about you? It's your profile, of course. So let's take a look at what most recruiter profiles say. When they go to your profile to learn more about you, odds are your profile may say some things like this on the screen. For example, full lifecycle recruiter, path of candidate sourcing. You've gotten used to building yourself up as, you know, your own personal brand, right? These are the types of things you're good at doing. They're great, but they won't resonate with a past candidate. You're not necessarily speaking to them. So how do we change that? What if you use your profile to recruit people as well? So imagine if you use your profile to recruit and it included language like this. If you sent an email to a past candidate and they went to look at your profile, this kind of language would speak directly to them. It would be a very different, far more effective experience for anyone who's visiting your profile after you've sent them an email. And odds are they'd be more willing to respond to you, to respond to that message that you just sent them. So let's talk step by step about how you can turn your profile into a recruiting profile. So Brendan Brown, we'll take him as our example. He's LinkedIn's own director of global talent acquisition. Several things to note. We're going to go through this here, and you'll see things highlighted, right? So first, make sure you have a picture. Makes your profile more human and makes candidates far more likely to respond when you reach out. One thing to note, your picture should be professional, so no party pictures, cartoons, logos, etc. Second, note Brendan's headline, connecting talent with opportunity at massive scale. This is part of LinkedIn's mission, and it's also exactly what Brendan does every day. Be creative with your headline. It doesn't have to be exactly what you do. It doesn't have to be director of recruiting at company XYZ. So also knowing that your headline shows up with your name and your in search results, you can understand that's an opportunity to make someone want to click on your profile. Third, Brendan uses his status to regularly share open jobs at LinkedIn. So you can do this too. Also think about sharing news, exciting updates about the company. This is definitely a great opportunity to share information virally with passive candidates in your network. Next up, Brendan's links to companies, to our company website, career site, blog, his Twitter feed. As a recruiting professional, you should definitely link to every place a candidate can go to find out more about your company and your careers there. It's the next logical place for them to look, and once this is typically what they do after they look at your profile. And finally, Brendan has claimed his public profile, so this is his unique URL. You can do this under settings on LinkedIn in the upper right-hand corner. This is what we call your vanity URL. So you can include it on your business cards, your email signature, and so on. Definitely an easy way to drive candidates back to your profile. More information about how they can get better information about opportunities at your company. Next, let's take a look at the final things we've got on Brendan's profile. So, one, he uses his summary section like an elevator pitch for any would-be candidate. So use this section to give potential candidates an idea of what it's like to work for your company. You can even indicate what kinds of roles you hire for, invite candidates to reach out to you, definitely provide contact information. Also, remember to write for the web in this section. So a short block, quick text, easy to read online. Two, he's added relevant skills to his profile. This is an exciting addition we made. He's added skills like talent acquisition. This would give you an additional layer of keywords on your profile, so it'll help you show up higher in search results. three. He's got some recommendations. So you'll see a couple of Brendan's recommendations, people from your team, from your hiring managers, anyone you've worked with. You want to make sure you're putting your best foot forward in that piece of it. There you go. Okay. So one final note about creating a recruiting profile, and this is a big piece that I'm typically mentioning when I'm speaking to people on the phone across businesses in the U.S., right? How do you leverage your employees' pages, all of your recruiters' pages? These are your potential storefronts, right? This is someone's potential first interaction with your company. So you want to use all these profiles to really portray one brand message, right? So every recruiter on your team should follow the steps we've just discussed to optimize their own personal LinkedIn profiles. I mean, the way you want to think about it is imagine the power of everyone on your team sharing job postings with their networks, talking about how exciting it is to be part of your company, and engaging potential candidates with their profiles. It's just a huge, huge, huge opportunity. I can't stress that enough. Okay. So what do we mean by research before you search? Well, it's really about a couple of things. So first, understanding what's going on in the market and your industry, what's going on with companies you compete with for talent, and understanding where you can find the passive talent that has the skills you're looking for. So let's start with a few features that that are going to help you understand what's going on in the talent market. Three things: the follow company feature, Signal, and Today. Let's go. Follow companies. This is a great way to get competitive intel on talent pools. Whenever you follow a company, you get updates on your LinkedIn homepage about what's going on at that company. So you've probably seen this on your own homepages when you log in. But typically, you know, new job opportunities, new hires, promotions or job changes within the company, departures, etc. You'll also see company status updates, which each company can push out from their company page, just like a personal status update, but at the company level. And they are a great way for you to engage people who are following the company on LinkedIn. So with Starbucks, this is a great example of a company using company status updates in a very smart way. They're sharing exciting news about the company, posting their open jobs, and so on. Definitely take note, company status updates are also a great way for you to get the word out about what's going on at your own company. So internally, any open jobs, etc. Encourage people to check them out. So you should definitely follow companies in your industry, as well as your companies you compete with for talent, to get the inside track on trends in the labor market, etc. You'll be able to see who's hiring actively, who's losing talent, and where talent is coming from or going to. All valuable pieces of information when you start to take your strategy to market. And on a related note, you should also actively monitor who's following your company. So this is the nirvana, right? These are people who have voluntarily raised their hand and said, hey, we want to know what's going on in your company. These could potentially be great passive candidates that you can reach out to that are qualified for roles in your organization. Second, exact the signal from the stream. If you guys haven't seen this before, and again, this is a moment I wish that you could speak back to me, but we'll walk through this on the live portion of the demo quickly just to show you where this is. But it's another great way to get an idea of what's going on in the talent market. Basically, what Signal does, it aggregates all the LinkedIn and Twitter updates shared on our site. And then it allows you to filter and search through them to make sense of all the noise, or to find the signal in the stream. So you can do this in a few ways. One, you can search for keywords, topics, people, etc. You can also search specific topics that you like to just keep up to date on, conversations about your competitors, etc. And you can then also filter through. So you're honing in on information pretty quickly. For example, say you're a recruiter for a tech company in the Bay Area. You can filter your updates here by location and industry and narrow in on hearing what's happening just in that particular market. Okay, so I skipped a slide. Nope, LinkedIn Today. I hope all of you have seen this and utilized it to its full degree. A couple months ago, before I joined LinkedIn, I found this to be extremely useful, probably one of the best news aggregators out there that I've seen. It helps you organize all of your major media outlets that you would like to know and track what's happening, right? So from a perspective of a recruiter, it's a great way to just get up to speed on what's happening in your talent market and their industry. So what are they thinking about? In a nutshell, delivers the day's top news based on what your connections and industry peers are reading and sharing. So this is just a quick screenshot of, the top news, staffing and recruiting. You want to go in here and pick which outlets make most sense to you. So you have all the information you need in one place, minus the noise and clutter of other sites and social tools. Quick to read up in a few minutes. I spend probably about 20 minutes in the morning, and it's easy to know exactly what individuals in your key talent pools and your industry are talking about, reading, and sharing, making you more successful and productive, hopefully, throughout the rest of your day. Okay, so we are narrowing in. We got about 7 minutes left. We're going to go through groups and then skills, and we'll take it to the live demonstration. So groups are a huge piece to LinkedIn, right? We have over 1 million groups today, and this is a big piece, I think, to helping you research before you search. So, again, understanding what your passive candidates are thinking. We have sort of this tagline that we say, we want you to join many, participate in a few, and run one. So, again, more than 1 million groups on LinkedIn. There's a ton of relevant groups I'm sure you could join. Pick a few that interest you and try to also participate. Maybe post a discussion, post a couple updates in a topic that you find interesting. You can also poll in the group. So a great new feature that we have makes it interesting. And so you can create a poll on your own. It's a couple clicks away, and you get immediate insights on what people are thinking. And I think this is also a great way to help establish your brand as well. So LinkedIn skills, finally here, research before you search. Amazingly enough, we actually have a product called LinkedIn Skills. So what does that mean? Take a look at all this. What is a skill? We define it. Who has the skill? We feature top professionals with the skill on this page. We define top via many different factors like skills, profiles, companies, connections. What companies value that skill? It might be worth browsing profiles of people who work at these companies. What groups are related to that skill? If you're looking to learn more about the skill that you want to source for, start maybe engaging these people in a conversation. Where are the talent pools with this skill? Very helpful to know where the highest concentration of this skill is and where you might have to locate someone. And other related skills. So this one's just worth browsing. Learn more about the overall skill set of the people you're looking for and what they may have. Okay, I'm hoping some of you have seen this before. It's called InMap. You can all go build one on your own if you just type InMap into Google. So the point of this is finding people with the skill sets you're looking for may be closer than you think, right? So they may be connected to your connections. You should be thoughtful about who you choose to connect with. It's important to note that the more people you're connected to, the further your network reaches. So your connections allow you to gain valuable access to their connections and hence increasing your reach. But it's a great idea to connect with your hiring managers on LinkedIn as well as really talented individuals in the space or function that you're hiring for, just to give you a guide of what you might want to look for. You can definitely ask your connections to warm up your leads with an introduction, so, maybe a second degree, third degree of someone who knows someone. So try browsing through the connections of a superstar engineer maybe at your company, for example, and odds are they know other superstar engineers that they can introduce you to. So find and engage the best talent. This is hopefully the fun part. We're going to do a live search on LinkedIn Recruiter, which is what we call our flagship product, allowing you to target, identify, and search through the entire LinkedIn network to find talent. So let me open this chat box here. and see if we've got any suggestions. Great. All right, I'm going to switch over here. Hopefully nothing too interesting happening on my desktop that you guys are going to laugh at me and I'm going to get in trouble for. So we're just going to do a quick demo. The way I was able to access this platform, which you see based on the color scheme, the dashboard, everything is very different, is through my own personal LinkedIn profile. So just to show you quickly, as a corporate organization, when your users have access to this, the link to be able to go into the account shows up at the top of your profile, and then you're brought in. So I have a rec here for a Java developer. Pretty standard. Hopefully a lot of you out there are seeing this type of position as well, and this search will be valuable. Let's go through it. So I'm just going to type in a keyword here, and I'm asking the system to give me results anywhere. And this is helpful just to show you the massive depth of our network globally. Okay. So there's no silver bullet search, right, and there's probably a ton of different ways I could search for Java developer, but this is exciting right away. We see 71,000 results, and naturally the first couple of things we want to do is narrow down. So this person's suggestion was for Chicago, Illinois, my hometown nonetheless. I'm a Cubs fan if anyone's concerned for me, which you probably should be. So let's do 60601. Chicago's a pretty hot market right now for Java developers. I've talked to a lot of small companies here, actually, that have had a pretty challenging time recruiting for this role, so let's take a look. So we went from 78,000 results to 895. Still a lot. This tool is really meant for you to be able to get through and target maybe 10 to 15 very precise, very specific people. And your actions here are meant to be deliberate. So I'm just going to open up a few of the other cross sections that we can refine by and show you a few of these options. Another key thing I'm sure you're all thinking right off the bat after geography is years of experience. So I'm going to take you through what we've got in the cross section here. So more than 10 years out of our 895, there's 377, 6 to 10 is 280, 3 to 5, 139. Let's just pick 6 to 10. And just to show you functionally how this would work, I'm going to add a few people to a clipboard. I don't want to necessarily brush over this one piece. Of our 10,000-plus clients, and a lot of the recruiters that I talk to on a daily basis tell me this is one of the biggest pieces that has impacted their day. So I've added 5 Java developers in Chicago with 6 to 10 years of experience to this clipboard, which is just a central holding ground. And I'm able to contact everyone I want all at once. Pretty powerful, 50 times more efficient, I would say, than anything that you're doing on a personal account on LinkedIn, simply because it's not, LinkedIn.com wasn't built to be a recruiting tool. So hopefully you've gotten some good insight into the capabilities of LinkedIn Recruiter, being able to search the entire network, narrow down pretty quickly, and send a message out to the top talent you've selected. I am going to leave it on this screen. If we have any questions, please put them over into the chat box now. And when I said I was going to leave it on that screen, I lied because I think there's some valuable information still here on the PowerPoint. So let me scroll down. I mentioned InMap. You can find out more about the corporate recruiting solutions and the Learning Center, as well as our recruiting blog and on Twitter, if you want up-to-date information. So let me check the chat box here. A couple questions. Someone's yelling, go Dodgers. That's hysterical. All right, so how do I have my company page to split or Twitter updates? Am I able to do that on my LinkedIn profile? How do I set it up for a company profile? So all that information you can find on LinkedIn.com when you go into the LinkedIn Learning Center, but it is a simple ad where you do it the same way you would do it on your personal profile. So what I can do for you on this call is actually go over and show you how to do that, but let's just take a couple other questions. Let's see. So when using the LinkedIn Recruiter tool, should you look for someone with more connections or recommendations? So that is definitely a good question, right? So more connections or recommendations. It's interesting because when you take a look at the number of connections someone has, I think it varies. Some people choose to connect only, you know, with folks that they know right off the bat. Some people choose to expand their network for a lot of different reasons, and both options are valuable. I think when you're looking at a candidate, their LinkedIn scope and extent to how they're connected isn't as important as their skills, right? So the hope is that they've got a lot of important information listed out. They've listed the skills that they have, their past experience. I would look at that over the connections and recommendations. Recommendations are huge, though, especially when you are maybe comparing candidates and trying to come down to the last few. LinkedIn has a lot of good sourcing and managing tools within the actual LinkedIn recruiter that can help you tag and search and sort to find those with the most recommendations. Any other questions? There's got to be more from the Peanut Gallery. There are so many participants. I can't imagine there are not more questions. If any of you from here are interested in taking a look further into the LinkedIn Corporate Recruiting Solutions, I'm sure that at some point maybe someone here has contacted you. If not, there's a way for you to go on to the LinkedIn Recruiting Solutions homepage and submit a request there. Any other questions, ideas that I can share with you all? I'm not taking questions about the Cubs because as much of a fan that I am, I'm still not as probably up to date on sports trivia as my boyfriend would prefer me to be. So a question, could you briefly revisit the technique by which you can send an email to all the shortlisted candidates in one go? Sure. Get out of here. Okay. Hopefully you're still all on my screen here. Okay. So I selected the five, and I've got a couple different options here at the top. But to address your initial question, I select all five, click send message. I've got pre-created templates. Pick the template I want. And all the information is populated, and then I hit send. Very simple, super easy. The templates you'll have pre-created, and we can help work with you. Any corporate relationship with LinkedIn is supported by our enterprise support team. So these types of questions where, you know, what should we put in a message, or what's my in-mail response rate, being able to track this type of information can be extremely helpful. That's where the enterprise support comes in. It's a huge difference between personal use and corporate use, right? On the personal side on LinkedIn.com, if you've ever maybe tried to submit a question or get a ticket resolved, it might have taken longer. The hope is that it got resolved, but the idea is that you are working with one point of contact on the corporate side, and it's a very personal, strategic relationship. Next question, and I hope that was enough for the one question from the clipboard. Is there a limit to the templates in InMail? Yes, there is. I believe you can have up to 50 to 100. My relationship manager that is working on all my accounts has over 100 accounts, and I've never heard anyone go over that template limit, but I'm sure there's always a first. That question is also maybe better answered where all of your team works collaboratively inside of this tool. So each of you has those personal sort of silos for the number of in-mails and the templates. So the hope is that when you're using the tool, there's enough resources there individually and collaboratively. Good question. Okay. So we've got the remaining question from about how to update your personal LinkedIn page. Let me chat, and we can actually take this question offline. I'd be more than happy to just take your call afterward. So I'm going to give you my direct line and just give me a call so we can continue moving on with the questions. I hope this was valuable information for you guys. It was a quick 30 minutes, and I really wish I could hear you laughing at my jokes. Any other questions?